Welcome back to another episode of I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa and wellness professionals ready to transition into teaching and training roles while sharing their expertise with the next generation. So whether you're just exploring this new career path or ready to make the leap, this podcast is here to support and guide you along the way. I'm your host, Aya, and today we're answering one of the most common questions I get from those that are looking to be educators. Do I need teaching experience to start my career as a trainer or lecturer? If you ever felt like your lack of formal teaching experience is holding you back, this episode is for you. I'll be sharing why your focus as a trainer isn't about knowing it all, how you can leverage your existing skills, and entry points to starting to build confidence and credibility as a new educator. So let's get started. Here's the thing that I want you to know. Teaching isn't about you. Might sound strange, but hear me out. When you've worked hands-on with clients, your focus wasn't on yourself. It was on them. You were attentive to their needs, their concerns, and their goals. Teaching is exactly the same. The moment you step into the room as an educator, it's no longer about you proving yourself or being the smartest person in the room. It's about helping your learners reach their end goal. So let me give you an example. I remember one of my first training sessions where I felt the pressure to be perfect. But halfway through, I noticed something. The learners weren't focused on whether I had the flashiest presentation or the most polished delivery. They just wanted clear guidance from someone who could help them understand the material. Teaching is about connection, clarity, and meeting your learners where they are. So if you've spent years kind of tailoring treatments to clients' needs, you already have the core skill required to be a great educator. That ability to focus on someone else's growth and success. That's at the heart of teaching. So I want to talk about how to actually start teaching. So if you don't have formal experience yet, the good news is that you don't need to land a full-time teacher position right away. A lot of aspiring educators make the mistake of thinking they need a grand start, like being hired as a lead trainer for a big brand. But the truth is, there are smaller accessible entry points that allow you to ease into teaching whilst building your skills. One option is to volunteer to deliver training within your current workplace. For example, if your salon or spa has like junior therapists, offer to lead a short session on advanced facials or massage techniques, whatever it is. And these formal opportunities these informal opportunities are fantastic for building confidence and getting comfortable with the flow of teaching. Another route is to do community workshops. I've seen educators start by teaching beauty basics like skincare or nail care to local groups or at events. Not only does it give you your teaching practice, but it also introduces you to new audiences who might later become your students. And here's another tip to make sure that you document these experiences. Take photos, collect feedback, and use them as part of your teaching portfolio. Every session, no matter how small, adds to your credibility as an educator. So I want to also talk to you about how you can fast track your way into teaching roles. If you're feeling like it's going to take years to build up your credentials and then your experience that you need, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to. So the first step is all about getting qualified with purpose. So one of the quickest ways to establish yourself as a credible trainer is to invest in your teaching qualification. Something like the Level 3 Award in Education and Training is designed to help you hit the ground running. It teaches you the fundamentals like lesson planning and assessments, which are essential for building confidence when you're starting out. But here's a trick. Don't just stop at getting qualified. Use that qualification to open doors. For example, when I was completing my first teacher qualification, I started teaching out to like local academies and trainers, offering to assist with workshops or shadow their kind of sessions. It showed them I was serious about teaching and willing to put in the effort. Another thing I did actually was put myself forward, and I contacted colleges that had enrichment programs or enrichment sessions. So a lot of colleges will have certain times of the year where they invite specialists outside of their colleges or their organization institutions. And this is where you can actually then present to their audience, to their students. And I did this at London College of Beauty Therapy. I think that's what it's called, in Oxford Street. And I got to teach them. At the time, it was all about social media. And I got to, I think I had like a 2 or 3 hour or maybe 2 hour window. And I got to teach this, you know, this group of fantastic therapists. I think they were age 16 to 18 or something like that. So there's opportunities out there where they're looking for experts that want to deliver training to their learners. Another thing that you can do is all about delivery. So as you start delivering sessions, whether it's an formal setting or informal workshop, document everything, like I said, take photos, collect feedback from participants, and save your lesson plans. Your portfolio is like your teaching CV, and it's invaluable when applying for new opportunities. And another thing I want to say is say yes to opportunities, right? Here's the thing. Opportunities for teaching might not look the way you expect it to look at first. Maybe it's running a free workshop, volunteering at a career event or an enrichment activity, or doing an online demo for a small group. These smaller gigs not only give you valuable experience, but also help you to get comfortable in your teaching role. Fast-tracking your teaching journey isn't about rushing or skipping steps. It's about being intentional, strategic, and willing to start small. Each step you take builds momentum. And before you know it, you're no longer just thinking about teaching, you're actually doing it. A quick thank you to our sponsors, Developing Educators Academy, for supporting this episode. If you're ready to transition into teaching but aren't sure where to start, Developing Educators Academy is here to help. Our programs at the Level 3 Award in Education and Training are designed to give you the tools, confidence, and credibility to take the next step. So download the brochure at developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure and start your journey towards a fulfilling teaching career. Now, back to the episode. Okay, now let's also get real. Every educator, no matter how experienced, has moments where they're unsure. Whether it's a tough question from a student or a lesson that does not land the way you planned, these moments are part of your teaching journey. The fear of not knowing everything is one of the biggest blocks for new educators. But let me tell you something, you're not expected to have all the answers. In fact, pretending to know it all can actually do more harm than good. So here's how you can handle these moments. Number one, turn it into a collaboration. If a student answers the question you don't know the answers to, make a team effort. For example, say that's a great question, how about we research it and discuss it in the next session? Or if it's appropriate, delegate the task to the student and invite them to share their findings with the group. This not only takes the pressure off you, but also encourages active learning and critical thinking. Another approach is to model how you would handle the uncertainty. For instance, if you could say, I'm not sure about that one, but let's break it down and see what we can figure out together. This shows your learners that it's okay not to have immediate answers, and that learning is a process for everyone, even the teacher. And then I want you to follow up with intention. So if the question is complex, it requires expert input, follow up after the class. Say, let me check on that one and get back to you. Then take the time to find the correct answer and share it with them. Learners appreciate when you take their question seriously and make an effort to provide clarity. Uncertainty isn't something to fear. It's an opportunity to build trust, foster collaboration, and show your learners that teaching isn't about being perfect. is about creating a supportive environment where everyone, including you, can grow. I also want to talk about the dreaded imposter syndrome, because it's something so many of us feel, especially when you're stepping into a new role like teaching. That little voice in your head might be saying, who am I to stand in front of a group and teach? What if I'm not good enough? Here's the truth. Every educator, even the ones who seem like they have it all figured out, started exactly where you are now. They felt the same doubts and fears. But what sets them apart isn't that they had all the answers from day one. It's that they showed up anyway. The beauty industry needs educators who bring heart and authenticity to the classroom. It's not about being perfect or knowing everything. It's about creating a space where your learners feel supported and inspired to grow. So if you ever explained a technique to a colleague, taught a client how to care for their skin, or mentored someone starting out, you're already on the path. Teaching is a natural extension of what you've already been doing all along. So next time that imposter syndrome kind of creeps in, remind yourself, your knowledge and your passion are valuable, and the beauty industry thrives because of professionals like you who are willing to step up and make a difference. And then the rest, that comes with practice, experience, and a commitment to keep learning just like your learners. So starting a teaching career can feel daunting, especially if you don't have formal experience yet. But as we've talked about today, there are so many ways to ease into it, to build your confidence, and to fast track your success. If you're ready to take the step, don't forget to download the brochure. If you're looking at the Level 3 Award in Education and Training, visit developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure. It's time to turn your expertise into a career that inspires others. Thank you so much for listening to I'm No Rookie. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a colleague who's thinking about becoming a trainer or a teacher or a lecturer. And remember, you're no rookie in your field. It's just time to use your experience in a whole new way. So stay confident, keep aspiring, and I'll see you in the next episode.